WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. takes out a sixth boat off the coast of Venezuela in more than a month. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
A U.S. official confirms that a new strike has been carried out. This happened yesterday. And for the first time that we know of, there were survivors.
Comes on the heels of President Trump's confirmation he okayed CIA operations inside Venezuela. During the president's lengthy phone conversation with Vladimir Putin, spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says.
He committed to sitting down with President Trump.
Today, Mr. Trump meets with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. Hundreds of Alaskans trapped in remote southwestern villages, flooded out by record storm surge from Typhoon Halong, are now in Anchorage after they were evacuated by air.
In our village, we say that we're native strong. We have native pride and nothing can break us down. But this is the hardest that we went through.
Water levels rose to more than 6 feet above normal. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Come out to support the Boys of Winter. Join in the excitement and the thrill of each Wisconsin Rapids River Kings home game. Come cheer on the team with your friends at 105.5 FM.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin State Legislature has approved a proposed bill that would require public school boards to generally ban students from using cell phones during the school day. The State Assembly passed the bill in February, and on Tuesday, the State Senate voted nearly unanimously in favor of passing the legislation and sending it to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed a number of proposed bills covering a wide variety of topics on Tuesday. Among those bills is a measure that would limit the ability of judges to pursue charges against a law enforcement officer involved in someone's death if a district attorney has declined to pursue charges. Other bills passed on Tuesday include one that would make it a felony for people to impersonate law enforcement officers, firefighters, or emergency medical providers, and a measure to increase criminal penalties related to human trafficking. There's free vehicle winterization and car fit inspections on Saturday in Stevens Point. Seniors and adults with disabilities are eligible for this free service. They'll check your tire pressure and fluid levels and let you know if they find an issue you need to worry about. This is from 10 to 2 on October 18th at the Lincoln Center in Stevens Point. You can schedule an appointment by calling the ADRC of Portage County. That number is 715-346-1409. Historic Point Boss is holding their first Spirit Walk of the season this Saturday. You can enjoy an evening of haunted history, storytelling, and guided lantern tours. Learn from the individual citizens of Point Boss as they emerge from the darkness to tell you about themselves and the lives they lived in the past. That's Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. on 364 Wakely Road. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Last chance for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where it's do or die for the Milwaukee Brewers in Game 4 tonight in L.A. against the Dodgers. Milwaukee losing again last night 3-1, now down 3-0. The Brewers only have 9 hits in this series so far. The last time that happened in the postseason was in 1906. First pitch tonight at Dodger Stadium, 7:38. NFL, the Packers head to Arizona tomorrow to play the Cardinals. Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with some controversial statements, saying the NFL has a double standard for calling penalties to protect the players on offense and not on defense.
Who are we kidding? You want to fine guys for putting their head down, but you can be engaged with an offensive tackle and a guard can come put his head right into your head. And look how many times that's on film. Guys putting their head down and trying to come clean your clock. But you can't do that to offensive players. Get a $50,000 fine. I might get a fine for this conference.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm for mid-October. An isolated shower or two possible late in the afternoon with highs in the low to mid-70s. Showers and a few thunderstorms likely tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny on Saturday, highs near 70. Right now, it's 57.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it It's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers and Buckeyes square off in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of New Wisco Weekend, Lisa Hale, to talk some color television. And it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr comes by with great tunes and fun talks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Good morning. Welcome back. Nice to have you here up north at 8:06 on this Friday morning, October 17th. Parker Olson producing things down in Madison Studio A2. State Senator Jeff Smith is standing by for a conversation for this half hour. Then in our next half hour, we will be talking to Mike Clemens about the Brewers and now trying for going for that little four-game sweep. The LA Dodgers, if they still want to keep their World Series hopes alive. That's coming up at 8:35. Remember, you can sign up for our newsletters, including our Sunday morning newsletter with more of a politics bent to it, and it includes our question of the week. The question we asked last Sunday morning is, what are your thoughts on mining in Wisconsin's North Woods? You're against it entirely. You feel it can be done with very strong guardrails, you know, regulations, rules, or that you feel like we should just go ahead and, you know, the mining companies will police themselves because it's in their best interest to keep everything clean, right? Right? Anyway, as you can imagine, a lot of the responses chose A, don't want it, don't need it, we can live without it. But there were a smattering of responses of people that said, you know, you can come up with the right kind of, you know, guidelines and rules to have safe mining, then they would like to see it. So we've got to come up with a new question of the week, and it'll be in everybody's inbox Sunday morning, especially you, if you sign up over at upnorthnewswi.com. And of course, Civic Media has a new daily newsletter as well, filled with show highlights and plots of links. And you can get that over at Substack by going to civicmediatoday.substack.com. Again, civicmediatoday.substack.com. Time to bring in my friend, Senator Jeff Smith here from the Chippewa Valley, who will be up for re-election in 2026. And so there have been developments on that front. Senator Smith, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Pat? Doing great. First, I want to start with what a great season the Brewers had and all the records, that positive things they did. And it's so sad to see that at these three games, they just set a record for the first three games with that hasn't been happened since 1906. Holy Moses. That's not the way I want to see him finish.
No, it set all these positive team records, and now they're setting a couple of team records they'd like to forget about. Fewest hits in a five-game span and others like that. And it's unfortunate. It can't take away from a great season, but the whole thing on the sweatshirt where it says built for fall, no. we were built for summer. We were built for the regular season, but
I've noticed that on every team has one of those sweatshirts, so it must have been a Major League Baseball thing to put those on there. But anyway, hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. It's intriguing to see how things are coming together. We're going to talk about the governor's race field here in just a bit, but as I explained to folks earlier, the way that things got set up when Wisconsin finally got fairer maps and got rid of the worst of the gerrymandering is we saw a lot of changes last year in the assembly elections, because the whole 99-member assembly is up for re-election every 2 years. But because of Senate four-year terms, only half the districts are up every 2 years. And the ones that were up last year, not a lot of them were made newly competitive, where there are some districts that were changed, and they will be up for election for the first time in 2026. That includes yours, including the fact that, you know, you as an incumbent Democrat and an incumbent Republican senator are going to wind up in the same district. And Republican Senator Jesse James announced that he is going to be going ahead and running for the seat that you're in right now. You've announced that you're already in right now. So I guess you won't be bored in 2026, right?
Well, here we go again, Pat. I never get easy.
You don't get the easy races. No, you don't.
You know, because I've been an advocate of what instead of fair, I use the word competitive. I think it's really important for democracy that all of our districts are competitive. And that's what we're seeing happen right now.
Well, I mean, it's competitive in that you've got these two incumbents who are involved. And, you know, Jesse James is, you know, no stranger to the legislature or to the Chippewa Valley. But, you know, he has a record, as do you as well. And you, because you have always been in a purple district, to put it mildly, you have been able to thread the needle of being competitive in a purple district while staying true to your own progressive values. Now that you have this newly drawn district, does your job get a little easier or a little harder?
That's a really good question. It's always actually really fun and interesting to introduce yourself to new voters. Because I've had to do that a couple times during these last decade. But at the same time, I just want to point out that I like Jeff and Jesse's. We get along pretty good. But his announcement was homecoming. Well, Jesse never moved. He did mislead people and say, "Oh, I moved to Thorpe." Well, he never really moved to Thorpe. When we were knocking doors in Altoona, one of my staff members came across Jesse raking his yard in Altoona. So, I mean, Jesse never actually left. And another thing to point out that's interesting is that I did not vote for these maps. I voted no on these maps. I stuck to my guns here about how maps should not be decided by the legislature and chosen by the legislature. And I did not vote for these, but Jesse did. So no complaining. This from Jesse. I better not hear any complaining. This is the map he chose. So here we are.
Well, and here with a record. And when I think of the record in terms of representing, you know, Western Wisconsin, there's certainly a lot to be said for how things were handled, on the matter of the hospitals closing and water contaminated with PFAS. And all kinds of things. Yeah. And we can get into the local issues a little bit later on. But from a broader state perspective, what does it mean that now that you're going to these more competitive state Senate districts and you've got the governor's race up for grabs, how would you really kind of outline the stakes over the possibility of either a Democratic governor and a Democratic controlled legislature versus keeping a Republican controlled legislature and then getting a Republican governor? What's at stake?
I think we're feeling really good about our chances. And going back to 2024, out of the 16 Senate races that were up, we didn't lose any Democrats, but we flipped 4 Republican seats out of 16. So we actually did pretty darn well, which moved us from a 22-11 minority to an 18-15 minority, which right now the Republicans obviously see the writing on the wall. Their backs up against the wall, and that is why, actually, instead of Jesse running for the seat that he already holds, the 23rd district, they have convinced him to run in my district to try to prevent us from getting to that majority, which we really are on the verge of getting, and we feel pretty confident about that as long as I hold this seat. So it has become like the linchpin right now is the 31st Senate district as to which way we go.
I spoke at length in the last hour about one of the parts of your record that you'll be running on, and that is, you know, how you feel things should be handled in the state budget. And Governor Evers put out a note yesterday about the ending surplus for this just completed fiscal year at I believe it was $4.6 billion, higher than originally forecast. And, you know, that should have been a reason for bipartisan attaboys. And instead, I read a release from a Fond du Lac Republican Assembly rep who felt the need to, you know, tear into the governor and say, you didn't do this. It was our legislature that did it. To which, you know, my response was, give me a break. I mean, they had to be dragged kicking and screaming to support the people whose taxes fill those coffers by investing in education and roads and things like that. Do you feel like you'll have a compelling case to make to voters to how you would choose to engage in financial stewardship versus the Republicans?
Yeah, let's face it. It was still a Republican budget. Yes, I voted yes on that budget because we had a situation here where the hospitals closed and we had 40 some thousand people who had lost their access to the hospital system that they were used to. So we needed to get that $1 billion in. That Trump, by the way, and the Republicans in Washington were about ready to cut from us. So that was, even the Republicans here in this state realized they were in desperate need of passing a budget that did not lose that $1 billion. So that's where we were at. But they did not fund our schools sufficiently. They're still on this mission of breaking public education. So I repeat this statistic over and over and over. When this session ends, the Republicans will have held a majority in the legislature 30 out of 32 years. For them to even go after the governor, they are misleading people about how government works. The governor doesn't sign anything, can't pass anything. It's up to the legislature to send good bills and good funding to the governor for him to sign.
Well, and that's where we get to this notion of taking care of our homeless veterans and the facilities that had to close, including the one in Chippewa Falls, and this disingenuous attempt to somehow blame the governor for a line that they zeroed out in the budget. And I don't believe you have stopped yet trying to help lead your Republican colleagues into being a little bit more supportive, stop playing the blame game and find ways to get homeless veterans in the Chippewa Valley and elsewhere the services they need.
Yeah, now that the Republicans have removed the options for our homeless veterans from the Klein Hall in Chippewa County, which had the most beds, 48 beds, 17 beds in Green Bay, we are now on the mission of reinstating and rebuilding that program. But it's really this baloney with them wearing, you know, red, white, and blue and draping themselves in the flag and talk about how they support veterans when, in fact, it's absolutely hogwash when they've done what they've done to our veterans with closing those facilities.
We're talking to State Senator Jeff Smith, who is going to be running for re-election next year in a very competitive district at a time when there's going to be a very competitive governor's race as well. Yesterday, we had Senator Kelda Royce on for a visit. Other, of course, candidates for governor have been coming through the area. Just give me your broad assessment of the field. Does it strike you like 2018, where you had, you know, a wealth of good potential choices out there? Do you feel like there's the possibility of a lot of, backstabbing and things? Or are Democrats looking at a healthy primary for governor next year?
I think what we have from our side we should be bragging about is we have experienced legislators, we have experienced progressive candidates who know government, know how to operate, know how government works. I can't say that on the Republican side. And you have Tom Tiffany who's been in the legislature and in Congress, but Tom Tiffany has been an embarrassment in the legislature and in Congress.
Well, I mean, he's got the row to hoe that says I've been in these, you know, rock ribbed Republican deep red districts for my state Senate career and my congressional career. And now he's got to run statewide, which is why you see him already trying to run away from his stance on abortion. So your point is extremely well taken. We're talking to State Senator Jeff Smith about the 2026 campaign cycle and his own particular race that's shaping up in the Chippewa Valley. And still to come, we will be talking to Mike Clemens. We'll talk about the Brewers losing that third game to the LA Dodgers. Game 4 is tonight. Pre-game starts at 7 o'clock. on several stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
As the year winds down, it's time for a financial tune-up. Here are some steps to consider. If you're 73 or older, you'll need to take required minimum distributions from traditional retirement accounts to avoid a 25% penalty on any amount you should have withdrawn but didn't. And if you're still working, consider ramping up your pre-tax retirement contributions. Not only will this help your future self, but it might reduce your current tax bill. Now is a good time to review your investments. Did they perform as expected? Do they still match your goals? You may need to rebalance. One more thing. If you've had major life changes like marriage, divorce, or a new baby, review the beneficiary designations on all bank and brokerage accounts. These often override what's written in your will. Taking care of these and other financial tasks now can help you start the new year on solid ground.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank is your locally owned, full-service community bank in Nakusa, Port Edwards, and the town of Rome. Since 1913, they've been helping area communities, businesses, and individuals with their financial needs and are happy to sponsor these What's Happening in Rome live discussions. Hope you enjoy the updates. Everyone at Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank is proud to be part of these exciting developments in the town of Rome. Remember, when in Rome, bank at Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank. Member Equal Housing Lender, FDIC Insured.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
And improve your area, impact the area. The Historic Point Boss is a living, breathing museum that you can interact with and everything. Help them keep doing the work that they're doing and enjoy that one. It's a really, and a very affordable for families. They go out of their way to make it affordable. Monday, October 20th, Kids Art Challenge Week. Ooh, when is this?
Yeah, so this will be going out through that week of October 20th. Stop in the library and grab one of our craft challenge kits. After you design your creation, bring it back to the front desk to display. The challenge closes on October 25th, so that's Saturday. If you have any other questions, either stop by the library or call them at that number, 715-325-8990.
It's a good one, everybody. Make sure to mark your calendars for that and be a part of it.
Yeah.
Monday, October 20th, continuing with the 20th, turkey shoot going on.
Yeah, so we're not actually shooting turkeys. It's just what they call this golf scramble, and it'll be at the Lake Arrowhead Lakes course, lasting from about 10 a.m. to, I'll say, 2 p.m. Come and play the Lakes course backwards in this 10-hole scramble. You can sign up at the Pines Pro Shop. It is $35 for golf season pass members, or holders, $64 for Lake Arrowhead Association members, and then $75 for public golfers. And then following the scramble will be chili slash awards at the Pines Clubhouse, and actually a chance to win a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Ooh,
so
cool.
I guess that's where the turkey comes
from. Yeah,
in.
There you go. There you go. There it is. I was waiting for it. But it's a great event regardless. That's a fun one. And awards and chili, they go hand in hand. That's a great way to do that. That's going to be a fun one. Make sure to mark it on your calendars, everybody. And mark this on there while you're at it. Wednesdays, trivia at Hoosel's at the Lake.
Yeah, so this coming Wednesday, October 22nd, and every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m., enjoy fun, free trivia at Hoozles at the Lakes. Gift cards are available for first through third place teams, so if you're feeling competitive, definitely go for it. And invite your friends, invite your family, invite your neighbors, random person down the street.
The more the merrier, the more the fun. That's not only a fun one, but that's a great one to get out of the house, have something to look forward to. And maybe, you know, you don't do that great the first time, go back and keep doing better and better as you go along. It's a fun time.
And as the weather gets colder, or is supposed to get colder, mm-hmm. I know with Wisconsin weather we've had a few.
Never know.
Random days of warmth.
Yeah.
But yeah, just taking advantage of these events that happen indoors and happen pretty regularly, I would definitely recommend.
Yeah, it's a good idea to something to keep in mind, everybody. It's a good one. And something to look forward to. We have a great one coming up at the end of October here into November, the Haunted Forest Ale Trail going on with our friends at Up North Brewing.
Yeah, so they have four dates for this, October 24th, 25th, October 31st, and November 1st. And all four of those days will be from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Up North Brewing Company is happy to present our first annual Haunted Forest on our brand new ale trail. So they had a bit of extra land within the Up North Brewing area, and they cleared it to make a nice walking path.
Oh, cool.
Walking just under half a mile through a haunted forest along the ale trail, you will find yourself surrounded by towering trees draped in mist and flickering lanterns casting eerie shadows. Each bend reveals a new fright, ghostly figures lurking between the branches, cackling witches stirring cauldrons, and glowing eyes watching from the dark. The mix of creepy ambiance and Halloween-themed sips will make the forest feel like a living, breathing nightmare in the best possible way. Entrance fee is $10 for adults 21 and over, and that includes beer. Kids are allowed on the trail, and it is $5 for kids, but no beer. You get soda or hot chocolate. Yeah. And between you and me, I might go for the soda and hot chocolate anyway.
I'll be honest with everybody. I'm going for the hot chocolate. I'm just being honest, definitely. Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
A fun event we encourage you to make plans for, everybody. Saturday, October 25th, Best Christmas Ever 5K Run Walk, again with Up North Brewing.
Yeah, I feel almost like the section of Walmart where they haul out the Christmas stuff early. Like, Jane, why are you talking about Christmas?
Best was a good
Christmas,
reason.
Yeah. Best Christmas Ever is a local-based nonprofit that partners with business leaders and communities to lift up families who have fallen on hard times. This year, they're having an event at Up North Brewing Company from 9:30 a.m. to about 3 p.m., registration for this fun run 5K walk begins at 9:30. The actual run walk starts at 10:30 a.m. And in the spirit of Halloween, put the fun in your run or walk by wearing a Halloween costume.
Oh, it's already a fun event. That makes it even more fun, more unique. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Cost is $35, and that includes entry, post-run chili or soup meal, and a drink ticket, soda or beer. Or if you want, just support the cause and join us for the meal portion only for a Goodwill donation.
It goes to not only a great opportunity to help out your community, but to do some good and put some really good into your community. It's such a cool opportunity to be able to do that and helping out strangers, helping strangers. It's one of our favorite things to touch on, and the really impactful way you can help out and make somebody's Christmas that much better.
Yeah.
One of the earlier events, if it wasn't the Christmas event that Rome hosts, it was the Halloween one that it hosts. Yep. That I know my sister and I was the first event we ever attended in Rome. And the kids' Halloween parties coming up, this always brings me back. It's so nostalgic to me.
Yep. So it'll be Saturday, October 25th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Rome Town Center. The party is organized/sponsored by the Rome Makers HCE. Rain location, if we do get rain, will be the Rome Town Hall. Otherwise, it'll be within that main square of the Rome Town Center. Things to look forward to include trick-or-treating around the square with candy handed out by local businesses and organizations, a petting zoo including alpacas.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A majority of school districts across Wisconsin are getting less funding from the state this year. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
70% of school districts are facing a drop in general state aid, according to full data from the Department of Public Instruction. For years, teachers and administrators have advocated for more money and for updates to the state funding formula. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says per pupil spending in Wisconsin has lagged behind inflation and behind the national average. The researchers credit a 2011 change that dropped school revenue limits by 5.5%, a Republican-authored bill that became law under Governor Scott Walker. As they've been in charge of the legislature, Republicans have also focused on lowering property taxes. However, so many school districts are struggling to make ends meet that we're seeing record numbers of referendums on the ballot. Residents are often choosing to raise their own property taxes just to fund their schools. State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin, a Democrat from the 8th Senate District.
Due to the legislature's failure to fund our schools, Wisconsin already has one of the highest property tax rates in the country. And if our communities continue to be forced to referendum, those tax rates will continue to rise, making our state even more expensive than it already is.
Last year, there were 241 school referendums held across Wisconsin, the most ever. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
In our listening area, the majority of school districts are seeing a cut in funding. Among those with the highest cuts include Adams Friendship with a loss of 16%, Nisida losing more than 17% of their funding, and the highest cut is to Nakusa with a loss of over 18% of state funding. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Diane Keaton's cause of death has been revealed. The actress passed away at the age of 79 on October 11th at her home in Los Angeles. According to Yahoo Entertainment, the actress's family says Keaton died of pneumonia. The Annie Hall star had had two battles with skin cancer in recent years and has also dealt with an eating disorder. Her daughter Dexter and son Duke said they were grateful for the support shown for their mother's passing. There were two great movies out this year that were totally original and unbelievably well executed in Sinners and One Battle After Another. Original movies can be done, but this is Hollywood, and according to Empire Online, there will be a new movie based on the Flintstones in space, also known as the Jetsons. Sigh. I guess the good news is Jim Carrey is being looked at for the part of George Jetson. Plenty of great filmmakers out there, but they're going back to a cartoon from 1962. Well done, Hollywood. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm for mid-October. An isolated shower or two possible late in the afternoon with highs in the low to mid-70s. Showers and a few thunderstorms likely tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny on Saturday, highs near 70. Right now, it's 57.
Time is running out, Badger fans. Just three more home games this fall. Wisconsin football hosts Ohio State, Washington, and Illinois in the coming weeks to close out the 2025 home season. Be there for one more Arch March, one more jump around, and one more fifth quarter celebration. Inventory is limited, so lock in your seats now by visiting uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Brewers game from last night, as well as the weekend ahead with Peter Rapine. A week in review, a humorous edition from E-Bomb's World. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You ever just want to tell us what's on your mind? Just, you know, pick up the phone and shout something at us and then just hang up the phone and not have to listen back to us? You can actually do that through the Civic Media app. You can use the voice note feature to record us a little voice message. It doesn't have to be angry. It can be something really nice. And then we get to hear the note in your own words, maybe put it up on air as well. So again, look for that voice note feature on the Civic Media app. We are joined now by Mike Clemens, who's going to give us a preview of all the sports that's coming up this weekend, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we are going to start with what has really been ugly, and that would be the National League Championship Series. Brewers now down 3-0. Talk about what's surprising and what's not surprising about that with Mike Clemens. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Pat. Hey, guess what? Pitching is important in the postseason. How about that?
Have we ever talked about this
over the years?
We have, yes, I know. And boy, are we finding that out the hard way. And what really makes it tough, Mike, is that we beat them all six games in the regular season. If it had been any kind of anything but that, I think we might be looking at this differently. But we're like, wait a minute, how did we beat them 6 times and now this is happening? But, you know, it's time, it's injuries, it's a whole lot of things, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, and this young Brewers team is bringing up guys like Caleb Durbin and Isaac Collins. And so there was that 3-game stretch against the Dodgers, and now you're, you know, okay, so you've got the best record of baseball currently, and you're getting hot and better every day, and you've got this young team. But here comes the defending World Series champion, and you sweep them. But, you know, we knew that week. Like the guy that beat you last night, Tyler Glasnow, he was just coming off an injury back then. And they were missing some of their guys from their bullpen. And Mookie Betts was on his phone after, like, the Game 2 loss this summer at AmFam Field. And I'm over there in the visitor's clubhouse, and he's on the phone. And then the Dodger reporters are going up to him. And he goes, hey, just 1 second. And he's rolling his eyes. You know, it's his wife, contractor, you know, we're building an extension on the house. I mean, that's where these guys' heads were at. But the defending champions, this high-paid profile team, they got their guys back. They snuck into the wild card, and now they're on a roll. And so, you know, Blake Snell just blows you away at home in game one. Game two, Yamamoto, who only lasted an inning against you this summer. You know, I was at that game two this summer in Milwaukee. He pitches 9 complete innings. It'd been like 8 years since a guy did that in the postseason. And then last night, Tyler Glasnow. And so the Brewers, you know, they lose last night. 3-1. They're down 0-3. And then they had this stat on TBS after the game that I looked up. The Brewers only have 9 hits so far in this series. The last time a team performed that poorly at the plate was in 1906. The Chicago White Sox, they were going against the Cubs in the first Crosstown World Series. And actually, the White Sox won the series 4-2 because they were this outstanding defensive team that the newspapers back then called the Hitless Wonders. I mean, you know, so that's
well,
that's how much the Brewers' offense has been snuffed out this week by this extraordinary Dodger pitching. And tonight they got Shohei Ohtani to deal with.
Oh, well, sure. Why not just, I mean, if you're going down, just go down with Ohtani on the mound, too, if that's the way that things turn out to be. The other one, and again, some of these stats get really obscure, but it's this one I thought was still worth noting. You go back to game three of the division series. So in the past 5 games, the Brewers have just 18 hits. That's the fewest amount of hits in any 5-game stretch in franchise history. There could not have been a worse time for the bats to go silent.
Right, right. And, you know, and again, it comes, it's the same Brewers story. You know, remember the Brewers used to have sluggers, and then they would lose in these playoff series. And now they've got this team that's young and fast and steals bases, and they just get on, or they walk, et cetera. And then they, you know, they work the bases. And then, you know, a few miracles happen along the way. They've been very disciplined at the plate this year in winning the most games. But, you know, when I started out in this business, I got hired in August of 82 by the flagship TV station as a producer. And I got to cover that World Series. And with all those sluggers they had on the 82 team with Robert Yount, Gorman Thomas, and et cetera, they came up short in pitching. Remember Bud Selig said, if we had Rowley Fingers, we could have done this. But the Cardinals had, was it Joaquin and Andujar?
Andujar,
beat him
yep.
twice. You know, mm-hmm. and I'm looking at Pete Ladd on the mound. I mean, come on. You know, it's just,
right?
You know, yeah. And so, again, the whole offseason will be, once again, the Brewers ownership needs to come up with the bankroll for the mound, for the pitching.
Yes.
And they were hoping that, you know, the wheels started coming off in September when they started losing those games. And then yes. Brandon Woodruff couldn't go, and that take them out of the rotation. So Mizorowski, you know, he did a nice job the other night. Not enough. That's not enough.
That's just it. I mean, it's great that he continues to find his footing, but it is kind of on-the-job training, and sometimes it works out really well for us. But, Mike, I've said repeatedly, I'm going to say it one last time because I probably only get to say it one more time. I very clearly remember the 2004 Red Sox being down 0-3 in the American League yeah. Championship Series and watching all four of those games, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And it's not that I was a bit – not like I was a Red Sox fan. I was a David Ortiz fan because he'd played for the Minnesota Twins for years before going to Boston.
Yep.
So, I mean, that was an incredible four-game stretch to watch. And so I know it hasn't happened before or since, but I got to hope. I got to put my hopes on something that it actually has been done at least once before.
And the last time the Red Sox won the World Series was 1918 before that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
the curse
it's,
of the Bambino and all that stuff. So game four is tonight, 7:38, a little bit of a different starting time tonight yep. from Dodger Stadium. If a miracle happens, game five would be tomorrow night in L.A. Then they would come back for Monday and Tuesday night in Milwaukee if they could take it to a game seven. But the Brewers, their back is against the wall, and Murph won't yep. announce until later this afternoon who's going to be his opener or starter tonight for the Dodgers.
All right. Again, 7 o'clock, the pregame begins on some of the Civic Media Radio Network stations. We've got college football as well with the Badgers taking on Ohio State. Again, coverage begins at 12:30 with the pregame for the game against Ohio State. The Badgers taking on the number one ranked team in the country. You know, it's not... Well, no, actually, this is a genuine question. Have ever, or how many times have, the Badger football team in their history ever knocked off the number one team in the nation?
I don't know.
I don't know that the number isn't zero. I'm just saying I haven't looked it up. And I have to admit, Mike and Parker gets a little frustrated with me here, but I keep telling everybody, this is the game you want to watch because – if history is made, you're going to want to say that you got to see it. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if ever there were a time to make history for Luke Fickell, it better be tomorrow.
Well, drive to Madison, and I'm sure you'll be able to find someone selling your tickets because this is not going to be good. This is not going to be good. I mean, CBS Sports this morning has got them, Ohio State Buckeyes, the undefeated 6-0 number one ranked team in the nation right now, as 26-point favorites over a Badgers team that, you know, a year ago, you remember how Iowa-Wisconsin games for the longest time since Kirk Ferentz has been over there? It's like 21-20 or less. Yeah. You know, they're tough physical games. And last year, the Badgers lost 42-10, and Fickell said, well, I'm going to turn this thing around. And last weekend, it was 37-0 in favor of yeah. Iowa. And, you know, the point is, where's the progress? Where's any kind of anything, any bright spot, anything in resembling identity as to where this Badgers football program is going? Minus, you know, a quarterback getting hurt again. Where are you going? What have you got to hang on? And so you're gonna you lose this thing tomorrow, and maybe you're gonna call a couple more to Oregon. What story do you have to show for recruiting next year? It's it's getting serious real quick there.
Yeah, it is. Parker actually has an answer to my little made-up trivia question there. Parker, Badgers ever beat a number one?
Yeah, in 2010, famously, the Badgers ran that opening kickoff back for a touchdown. And I think they all... Oh, that was against Ohio State, by the way. So, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
So, there you go. Again, you got to pick. Yeah. I don't... The Badgers in 2010 were as in dire straits as the 2025 Badgers. But again, we'll see. 12:30 for the pregame, 2:30 for the kickoff. The Packers, meanwhile, head to Arizona. You're going to be heading there as well for that game against the Cardinals.
Yeah. You know, the Cardinals, you know, they've struggled. And Kyler Murray, their scrambling quarterback, got injured a couple weeks ago. Marvin Harrison Jr., their standout wide receiver, missed last week. They're questionable going into this game this weekend. And they've lost four in a row, but like by a total like 9 points, like LaFleur said the other day. They've got a pretty good defense. One guy to look for is Josh Sweat, linebacker. He'll line up usually over your left tackle. This is a guy who was on that Eagles team that just rolled over the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. This guy had like sacked, you know, Patrick Mahomes like three times in that game and had six tackles. Left in free agency, signed by the Cardinals for a 4-year deal worth $74 million, I think. So I was talking to Elton Jenkins, the Packers center, about that, and he said, yeah, sometimes he'll line up with his hand in the dirt, sometimes he'll be standing out there and roaming around. So that's somebody that Jordan Love and the offensive line have to keep their eye open. Packers beating the Bengals last week, but, you know, the Bengals team that they beat, Joe Flacco gets there on Tuesday. He's got 4 days to prepare. And then Jamar Chase, his number one receiver, he gets the flu. And after the game, Jamar Chase, I went over to the visitor's locker room, and he said, yeah, I had like 12 reps with this new quarterback. I mean, you know, they got to know each other literally during the pregame. They were drawing up plays in the first half in the dirt. Just about, and they scored 18 points in the second half. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's kind of a warning light. By the way, the Bengals beat the Steelers last night, 4 days later.
I saw that. Flacco beating Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. So, and yeah. Now Aaron Rodgers, now he gets, you know, a bye this weekend, and then they'll be waiting in Pittsburgh for next Sunday night. We'll be there to cover that one, too, Steelers and the Packers. Ooh. But, you know... And what were the Browns thinking, getting rid of Joe Flacco?
I still don't get that. Yeah, that one makes
sense.
Yeah,
yeah. So the leadership and the experience and everything. So, the Packers, they're looking at themselves in terms of what they need to do to beat a team that's desperate for a win, because the Cardinals have lost four in a row, and who's going to be out there for them on Sunday? Oh, it was funny. Elton Jenkins got mic'd up in that game against the Bengals last Sunday, and during a timeout, he yells over to T.J. Slayton, who now plays for the Bengals. He left the Packers in free agency. He's a defensive lineman. He said, T.J., what are you guys running next? What are you, nickel, dime? What are you going to be in? And I interviewed Elton. I said, did you get an answer? No. I said, well, that's kind of rude. You know, try to help a brother out, right?
So, I like that. I like when they're mic'd up. That's fun. And then finally, we've got the NBA season is getting set to get going. The Bucks wrapping up preseason.
Yeah, the Bucks wrapped up their preseason with a record of 3-1. They lost to the Thunder the other night, and Doc Rivers says got to work on being sharper on defense. And Bobby Portis, you know, their veteran, said, "Yeah, and also we got 5 days now left to get ready, because next week Wednesday they host the Washington Wizards, and then it's like bang, 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 10-11 games after that. They don't want to get off to the bad start that they had last season. So time now to get in shape." And then Giannis, you know, the stories from ESPN about that, you know, though he's,
yeah.
I mean, you know, where John Horst, the GM, had to fly to Greece this summer in August to work out a deal. They signed Alex Antetokounmpo, another brother of Giannis, to the roster yesterday.
Hey, whatever it takes. Mike Clemens, travel safe. Okay. Enjoy Arizona. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Pat.
All right. We'll see ya. All right, we will wrap things up. Here's some final news and notes from Lake Wissota coming up on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Hey, Mom, can I go out with my friends?
You're getting sick again? You need to stay home and rest.
Okay.
I know I can't get sick again.
No!
Oh, what? Oh, it was only a dream. I'm heading to Family Natural Foods first thing in the morning.
Family Natural Foods is there for your family with elderberry immune support from Terry Naturally. Protect yourself and don't miss another day with help from Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on.
And save! Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, one more time. Brewers taking on the Dodgers tonight. I hope it's not one more time. I mean, one more time we announce it on this show. I hope there's a game tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday. We'll see, but we got to get through tonight. Pregame starts at 7 o'clock. First pitch, 7:38 on several stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. Head to civicmedia.us to learn more. Badger pregame coverage begins at 12:30 tomorrow. Packers pregame coverage begins at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and Parker has been doing extensive research on the Badger football team and its record against number ones. A fellow by the name of Chad Holmes tells us on YouTube the Badgers beat the top-ranked Michigan Wolverines in 1981, and they beat number one-ranked Northwestern in 1962. Does that check out with your research as well?
That checks with what I found, yes. I only remember one of these happening, believe it or not.
Well, as well you should. If you remembered the others, that would be, you know, any idea of the paranormal.
Proof of reincarnation. There you go.
Yes.
Proof.
Let's try to avoid dealing with the dark arts at this early hour of the day and reincarnation and things like that. Let's see. Next week on the program, we're going to have author Laura Bird on, and we're going to be talking all about book shows. There are some book shows that are coming up that she's going to talk about and exactly what a book show is which is kind of an important thing to know if you're going to go to one of these things. Are they books that are singing and dancing, or you know what exactly happens at these things? Do you have to wear costumes, for example?
You know, I'm not familiar with book shows, but I would not have guessed that they were dancing, Pat.
I hear show and I think show tunes. It could have been any of these things. So we don't know. We'll have Bill Hegseth on as well from the group Grow, which is a Western Wisconsin organizing group that does a lot of canvassing to talk to people about the issues that are out there, what they need to know, and what politicians could be learning if they would hear more from the people whose doors that they knock on. And, of course, we've got Hans Breitenmoser talking about farming issues and bringing along a guest, Steve Bow, who will be joining us as well. For this weekend, I sense I would like to be picking up some leaves. I don't want to pick up leaves. I would like to be mowing some leaves, but they're going to have to dry out first after the rain here. So we'll see if that becomes the plan. I don't know. You do not have raking leaves in your plan for this weekend, I don't believe.
I do not, mainly because our massive tree got taken down earlier this summer.
Oh, that's right. So yeah, I could see where that would be an issue for you. What will you be doing? Is Whitewater playing football? Do we have, I haven't looked at the WIAC football schedule here.
Whitewater actually plays tonight against Stout. Friday night lights game in Whitewater, so we'll be heading down there this evening. What else do I have? I'm covering can check out civicmedia.us on I assume Saturday, but definitely later on in the weekend. We'll have statewide coverage of the No Kings protests. I will be covering what's going on in Madison, and I know that we've got folks all around the state covering a good number of those many, 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 many protests, Pat.
Many. Would you like me to read them all again? I've got them all right here in front of me.
Go for it. I'll record it this time, and we can play it back on Monday.
I enjoyed doing that because it harkened back to the olden times when you didn't have internet, and to find out if your school was closed during a snowstorm, you had to sit there and listen for a guy, you know, reading on the radio, all of the schools, and you're waiting, and you're hoping it's alphabetical, but sometimes it's not. And then you finally hear that guy or that girl say your name, and you're like, yes, you get to stay home. You had to only get that through the guy on the radio. Then eventually TV started with their crawls.
I was going to say, I remember it on TV.
Really making myself sound old at this point. Now it's just like everybody gets a text message.
Yeah, but we got calls. Yeah.
Yep. So instead, the only way you could find out about all the No Kings rallies around Wisconsin was to hear me go through the whole list. No, wait, there's a website, nokings.org, where you can get that. And by the way, if you're going to one of these things as a participant, keep in mind, as we discussed yesterday with Cindy Greening, there may be, you know, hecklers, there may be counter protesters, whatever the case may be. Don't take the bait. You're there for what you want to do. Do what it is you want to do. Give the message that you want to give. Mostly it's about numbers, about just understanding that you are not alone out there, that there are lots of friends and neighbors who feel as you do, and that you just want to express that in a way that is, you know, that is nonviolent, that is community focused. And you certainly don't want to give any ammunition to the people that go, oh, you're part of Antifa and you get your George Soros paychecks and you're part of Hamas or whatever. Let them wallow in their own fantasies elsewhere. There's no need to feed the trolls on there. So also in the WIAC football schedule, so you mentioned Stout at Whitewater, and then tomorrow's games are River Falls at Stevens Point. La Crosse is at Platteville, and Eau Claire is at Oshkosh.
La Crosse and Platteville is the only game worth watching of those three on Saturday.
Just oh, so really? Know.
Yes. Okay.
See, I feel like we need a special WIAC football segment out of you.
Well, we do have on Make the Call, which airs at 7 a.m. on Saturdays. Make the Call, we have a good little segment with Jimmy Cuska and I talking about WIAC football and other WIAC sports.
Why have you not talked about this before on this program?
I told you that I was going on Nightlight to talk about it.
All right. Well,
didn't take the bait.
Marketing, buddy. It's all marketing. All right. I want a detailed breakdown of next week's show beforehand so we can tell the listeners all about it.
Do you know that I write predictions for every single WIAC football game, too?
No, okay. I don't. Look at these things I learned.
Check all out right.
I've got stuff to learn. Bring up the closing credits music here. It is time to bring a wrap to the work week on this fine program. There it is. If it sounds a little 70s-ish, there's a reason. It's actually from 1978. I, for no particular reason, was thinking of one of my favorite radio shows growing up. And so in honor of the Cannon Mess, we bring up this little ditty to tell you that the producer of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News, is Parker Olson. The executive producer is Luke Mathers. We feel him watching us, even when he's nowhere near Madison at this point. He's always watching. The consulting producer is Greg Bach, who I hope does not burn his Brewers jersey after this weekend. Take heart, my man. There's always next year. The medical consultant for this program, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. We hope that she is enjoying another margarita from where she is on her off weekend. Thanks to this week's guests that include Senator Kelda Royce, Senator Chris Larson, Representative Jody Emerson, Superior Mayor Jim Payne, and many more. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Enjoy a wonderful weekend. We will see you back here bright and early Monday morning, 6 a.m. here up north.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton surrenders at federal court in Maryland. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The 18 felony counts allege Bolton shared more than 1,000 pages of highly sensitive information about his day-to-day activities in the White House, including classified national defense information, some of it top secret.
CBS News learns the U.S. has taken out a sixth boat off Venezuela. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Admiral Alvin Halsey, the regional commander who's been overseeing these escalating attacks, he announced that he is stepping down after only a year into what is typically a three-year job. He didn't publicly state the reason.
Florida mom calls 911 after a thief stole her car and her one-year-old at a gas station.
So he tried to steal your car?
Yeah, talking about somebody's out trying to shoot him, so he's out here. Like, yes, he's apologizing, but he still just tried to steal my car.
Bad guy returned as soon as he realized there was a baby on board. CBS News.